Nath, we are currently sitting in our lounge room, joined by friend Mitchy McPherson. Mitchy, how are you?
Good to be here, guys. I'm going well, thank you.
It's good to be in the same room as you and do radio again. It's been a long time.
It certainly has. Not really keen on this phone stuff, but it's the new normal, isn't it? That we just have to adapt and change, that's for sure.
Look, if a show from our couch is where we're heading, I'm more than happy to keep doing the show from the couch.
So. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's nice and comfy for a change.
Now, look, Mitchy, I do want to ask, today is Are You Okay Day, and we always say Mitchy McPherson joins us from Stay Chatty, but I guess we haven't had a conversation about, you know, why you are a mental health ambassador and what is Stay Chatty.
Yeah, well, we always assume, I suppose, I'm really proud every day that Stay Chatty has got to where it has, and we've worked with so many individuals across Tasmania and the country. But yeah, I'm sure there'd be some people out there that have probably seen our logo and, you know, not really be 100% as to who we are or where we came from. So, I mean, in a nutshell, it's nearly 7 years ago, lost my little brother who took his own life, and his name was Ty, and he was 18 years of age, and he was someone who was the life of the party and had a lot of friends and was a popular guy, loved his sport, and, you know, lived life to the absolute fullest. And the person that we'd, you know, if anyone bumped into him, he'd always have a smile on his face and be a bit of a prankster, etc. And
yeah,
you know, he was taken away from us and entered us into a real world of devastation. And you know, that grief and that sadness and those emotions that you feel when you experience loss, they sort of went to another level. You know, suicide was something we'd never been touched by or associated with ever. And it was a really, you know, it was a really dark few months. And I suppose across that few months, we started to realize that, you know, behind that smile that Ty, you know, always had on his face, there were some really, you know, there were some issues going on in his life that we just didn't know about. And that was a lot of the reason was because we just didn't ask, or the other reason was he just didn't tell us. And, you know, out of that pain started to really grow a passion within me to want to, you know, talk about this stuff. You know, I'd reflected on my life and realized I didn't really have any big issues going on in my own life, but someone close to me did. And, you know, I feel the way I'd grown up really ignorant and having no knowledge on mental health, I'd failed to ask him, is everything okay? And, you know, do you need to have a conversation? So I suppose out of my grief and sadness started to really become passionate about mental health and want to learn more about it and meet others and share my grief and my story of loss. And yeah, after a while, set up Stay Chatty and started to do some public speaking and sharing my story. And then, yeah, long story short, after some, you know, pretty detailed advocating and, you know, networking across the state, I was fortunate enough to link up with Relationships Australia Tasmania, who basically offered me a job. And, you know, I was a glazier putting windows in and shower screens every day. And, you know, whilst I liked my job, I didn't love it, and I didn't have a real purpose or passion for it. But to get the opportunity to launch myself into full-time work behind this organisation was something I'm really, you know, forever grateful for. And, you know, long story short, we're now, you know, a mental health, well-recognised mental health organisation across the state. And we've got 10 staff. We run school programs, sport programs, workplace and community presentations, and, you know, team of 10 and youth reference group, and are something, as I say, I'm always really proud of, which I never ever had to set up, but I'm certainly proud of that and the support we've got and the amazing people that we have working with us.
Mitchy, mental health in Tasmania, I mean, you just told us how Stay Chatty started. Fast forward 7 years, you've seen how mental health has worked within Tasmania specifically for the last 7 years. Have we moved in the right direction? Do you think there has been an improvement in talking about mental health and dealing with mental health?
I definitely think we have, but I never get caught up in that. I think we're always going to still have a long way to go. It is, you know, it's taboo. It's tough to talk about. Everyone deals with it differently. I mean, we hear some great stories, and I mean, that's what, you know, sometimes I wake up and think every day I'm living and breathing mental health and suicide conversations. You know, it's heavy and, you know, big on self-care for myself and our team, but it's the little stories of, you know, people have shared with us that people are still around because of our work and our messaging and our stories. And, you know, that's really powerful. And whilst I get caught up in that and think that's amazing, we've got to keep doing it. There's always that element of sadness in wishing that that had been done for me back in the day. You know, I always start my presentation with saying, you know, I'm probably not going to take away your pain or your problems, but I'm, you know, conscious that you'll get up off your bum and walk out of this room and you'll know more about mental health and you'll be a bit more wiser to it. And, you know, that's my job done. And that's, you know, we've all got a role to play, you know, so your role after this prez is to walk out and know more about mental health and be better to yourself and better to those around you. So the more awareness that we can raise, I think we're definitely getting somewhere. You know, Movember, and there's a lot of other amazing people in Tasmania and around the country doing stuff, but we've always got a long way to go and we can never, ever get complacent.
What about days like today? Like, are you okay day, Mitchy? Like, how did you get involved with it, and what does it mean to you personally?
I love Are You Okay Day, and you know, I don't just say that because I'm a community ambassador, but I met up with at a conference probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I met up with Brendan Mayer, who was a former CEO, who you guys have had on the show, who's a wonderful man and a wonderful mentor, so down to earth and just so passionate about mental health. He's at Movember now. But I connected with him, and we formed a bit of a friendship, and you know, he was a bit of a mentor to me in this space. And you know, I flew over to Sydney and did a couple of days training, and from then on in, every year I've just always been an advocate for Are You Okay, especially on this day, but you know, all year round. You know, Are You Okay's key messaging is Are You Okay has to be every day, and there's so many synergies with that and Stay Chatty. You know, like, we're all about raising awareness on important days such as today on the calendar, but it's every day you got to learn more. And you might be having the greatest period of your life mentally, but that's the time when you've got to learn more about the services around you and the people around you, and you know, how you can get support if you need it or if someone else needs it around you as well.
Mitchy, talking about Are You Okay, you just said the messaging is so important. Let's talk about some of that messaging. What is some of the messaging that people need to know that is involved with Are You Okay?
Yeah, so Are You Okay sort of goes to the help giver. It's sort of, you know, putting our radar up. So I always say two things. When you see the Stay Chatty logo, do two things. Check on yourself and how you're traveling, but then also put your radar out and look out for those around you. And that's very much what Are You Okay is about. You know, people around you, putting your radar out to see that someone around you is 1% off their game or 5% off, and then reaching out to them and asking, are you okay? You know, we need to know that we don't have to be professionals to ask that question of someone. A huge barrier for people in not asking a friend or a family member if they're struggling when they know they are is worried what the answer will be. And, you know, if I said to you, Nath, if I noticed you were struggling and said to you, how's everything going, and you turned around and piled your troubles onto me, some people feel like I have to fix them for you and I have to make you feel better. But that's not the case. In any training you'll do, you don't have to be a professional to have a conversation or to ask someone how they're traveling. You just got to show that you care. And I'm sure you boys and myself, we've all been in that situation where we've had a tough time, but when someone asks how you're going and you get it off your chest, it's a bloody awesome feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what Are You Okay focuses on, giving people that opportunity to get off their chest what it is that's going on in their life and the problems that are keeping them awake at night, etc. So, yeah, Are You Okay's theme this year is there's more to ask after Are You Okay. And that's not just asking the question and then you turning around saying, oh, I'm struggling, and then not knowing what to say next. That's saying, you know, have you been experiencing that for a while? Do you want to talk more about it? And really, I suppose, focusing on those signs that we can give each other and saying, you know, I really do care about you. I want you to get through this difficult period. So that's the theme for this year. And, you know, Are You Okay really great at changing that theme every year to a different focus around mental health. And I really love this one this year. I think it's a great one. And, you know, the team do a really good job at establishing what it's going to be each year.
Mitchy, can I ask you, and this may be a difficult question to answer, but with this year's theme, you know, there's more to say after Are You Okay, do you think back to you and your brother and I guess the conversations you were having with him and what you were asking? Is that something you think,
yeah,
think about?
Yeah, it's really relatable for me, this one. I mean, a moment for me was, you know, asking, you know, saying goodnight to him on the night before he passed away, and, you know, him not giving me much, and, you know, me not realizing that he needed a conversation. And I'm sure in that moment I sort of, you know, by saying goodnight again and trying to get him to talk to me was my way back then of getting him to look at me and talk to me properly, and he didn't. So, I mean, back then my knowledge was very limited around noticing the signs, but I know the relationship we had, that little tick goodnight, was a way to sort of get him to speak.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the theme this year, there's more to say after Are You Okay, you know, does hit home for me. You know, that little moment I had with him where I shut his door and looked at him and noticed he was really struggling, I'll forever live with and wish I had that time again. And I think that's why I love Are You Okay. I wish I'd asked him that question. But I suppose the theme this year goes into, you know, I'd give anything to sit on the bed with him and, you know, wrap my arms around him and, you know, shed a tear with him to let him know that things will be okay. And I wish I knew now that moment, because I know he would have said to me, no, I'm not. And, you know, I would have turned around and said, well, guess what? I'm here for you, and I'm going to be with you in this moment, and we're going to get through it together. And if that's a learning that, you know, people can take away from a day such as today, you know, there's 365 a year. This is one. But make every day really important, you know, that you're putting your radar out and looking out for those you care and love.
Mitch, we've already spoken about some people, when they ask the question, are you okay, and they get an undesirable answer, they panic. They panic and they don't know how to react. What is the best way to not panic? To not panic if you do get an answer that is, I am struggling, this is why I'm struggling. What is the best way to react to that and not panic and not do something that is probably the wrong thing to do and the wrong way to advise somebody?
Yeah, using wrong language, and that's really detrimental to that conversation. So another thing, Are You Okay, is really big on, and we're big on it as well at Stay Chatty in our schools program, is focusing on what your mental health is like before you ask the question. It's really important to give yourself a bit of self-assessment. I mean, within yourself, you sort of know what the answer is going to be from someone if your radar says that they're off. So it's really important that before you actually do jump in and check that everything's all right with them, make sure you're ready to handle what they might throw at you. It's really, really important. Because you're right, you know, you could ask someone how they're traveling and their emotions and their feelings can unravel you, and, you know, then there's a bigger problem than what was on the table. So you don't always have to, you know, you've got to ask, absolutely, but make sure you've got some support there as well for you and that person as a next step. So, I mean, that's why I always say, you know, you do launch into it and ask the question and be ready for what the answer is, but it's in those quiet times that you think about what support's available for you or someone that might need it, because it could be out of the blue where someone says to you they're struggling. And so you've got to be well equipped to what to do next for them, but also for yourself. So I think that's a really important point. And I was going to allude to that before the end of this chat today, Nath, is, you know, we're here sitting here saying, go around and ask, are you okay? And ask everyone how they're traveling. Yeah. But make sure you're in a good position to ask that question. If you've got some issues yourself, you know, deal with those first before you start, you know, helping others. It's really important that you are number one in that aspect.
Absolutely.
Mitchie, just one thing to leave you with, and look, thanks for coming over and having these conversations, because we do have a lot of conversations on the radio, you know, where we're making jokes and having a good time, and we know that stuff is important too. Life is meant to be enjoyed, but I guess if there is someone out there who may, you know someone, a loved one, a family member or something that is struggling, what would your message to them be? Would it to be as just ask that, are you okay, start that conversation?
100% to reach out, and, you know, I love my job. I have purpose, I have passion, you know, met amazing people, you know, I wouldn't have established relationships with you guys if I wasn't doing what I do. I feel really lucky to have that. But I always say, if I knew half of what I knew now about mental health, I strongly believe my little brother would be here. And so I'm happy to be on the radio today and be an advocate and a reminder for those listening to think about their own backyard today. You know, who in your life is not okay, you know it, and you've been putting off asking, and today go and ask them. Because, you know, take me, my mum, my dad, my sister, every day we walk in a pair of shoes and we always will have a rainy cloud over us every single day, you know, and I just hope that getting off our bum and, you know, me having, I suppose, a little bit of courage to talk about this stuff changes that for others, and that less and less have to feel the pain and the burden of suicide, because it is real. It goes to another level. It's a pain you can't explain. And so I hope that, you know, today's messaging and us having this conversation is a really big reminder for anyone out there to get proactive and do something and get on the front foot and have some conversations.
Well, Mitchie McPherson, mate, as always, you blow us away with this kind of stuff. We appreciate you sitting on our couch at home and having this conversation on Are You Okay Day. Of course, Stay Chatty founder and a very, very close friend of ours. We appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for that.
Thanks, boys. And, you know, thanks for always shining a light on this. You know, you go back 5 or 10 years and this just didn't happen. So together we're making a difference. But as I said off the top, we've just got to keep pushing forward and keep cracking in, and we'll save lives and change the way many view mental health. So thanks very much.
Well said, bub. We love you.
Cheers, boys.